American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
Let me introduce to the show Dr. Pat Leahy, who is the former Assistant Commissioner of the Gardaí, the GRA, the Garda Representative Association. They have their annual conference happening this week. One of the issues that they are going to discuss and debate is a call to equip all frontline officers with a taser. So a taser, for people who are unsure, uses an electric shock to incapacitate an adversary. Pat, would you have reservations about the Gardaí going down this road?
I would, Kieran. I must say that I'd have to see a very convincing argument to make that decision. And I'm sure that decision won't be made lightly. I mean, look, for many years we have lived and thrived nationally and internationally on the fact that we're an unarmed police service. And we brought in the emergency response unit and then the armed response units to deal with incidents that were above and beyond the ability or the capacity of your frontline guard. But to make this move to using a taser is a really significant step away from where we've been historically. And as I say, I would need a really strong, convincing argument before I would be prepared to go there. Now, this is a personal opinion, obviously.
Yeah. I suspect you know what some of those arguments will be. Some Gardaí, and I'm sure some in the GRA will point to figures like 243 Gardaí attacked in the line of duty last year alone, a similar number the year before. And they'll say this is about making individual Gardaí safer.
No, and look, I wouldn't dispute the figures at all. I've seen all that. I've been party to all that over the years. But I still think that this is a significant step. I mean, look, we introduced some years ago now the use of other supports and tools to the Garda toolbox for people that found themselves in difficulty. And the pepper spray was probably the most recent one. It's quite effective, but still it's a step down from the taser, and it's far more acceptable as a tool to be used in a situation where guards might have to protect themselves or stop a person from assaulting them. This is a really, really different space that you're getting into, the use of electricity. And if anybody has ever seen the effect of a taser on a person, it's not pretty.
And it's not pretty to be pepper sprayed either. So, like, why is the taser in such a different category?
No, it's not. Neither of them are pretty. But the pepper spray is a lot, less intrusive on the person. And to step into a situation where you're using something that's shaped like a gun, it fires an electric charge through wires at a person, and the impact on the person, it just isn't. It isn't what we, I suppose, stand up to, what we've stood up to over the years in terms of our values that make us a unique police force almost across the world. And I think this is a significant step into a new place. And as I say, I would need a really strong, convincing argument before I could come out and support something like this. And I fully accept the figures that are there, and I fully accept that members have been assaulted on a consistent basis. But look, unfortunately, it's part and parcel of policing. It happens all over the world. But how you actually respond to it determines who you are, what you are as a police service, and what your values are in policing. And I think we've a really, really strong place in that internationally. And I think it could be damaged by the introduction of a tool like the taser.
Well, talk to me a little bit more then about that value. How important is it to the culture and identity of an Garda Síochána that it's an unarmed police force?
I think it's hugely influential internationally. And I, along with lots of my colleagues, have worked internationally with the United Nations. And we stand out among other police services across the world by virtue of the fact that we're unarmed, which makes us pretty well skilled at engaging with people and communicating with people to talk down situations, to find another way other than the use of force to deal with situations. And that was recognised by the United Nations many times on international service. And I would hate to see something like that being damaged by this. And I don't think myself, and I'm only gone 18 months, I don't think that it is necessary as a tool across the force at this point in time. I think we have sufficient support out there from a firearms perspective and from a taser perspective and from a pepper spray perspective. That really puts us in a position where we're saying, okay, look, this would something serious would have to be changing in society before you'd make this momentous step.
So what can be done? I mean, is there other lower hanging fruit in terms of improving the safety of Gardaí and reducing that figure, 243 attacks last year, bringing that number down? I know that there is another discussion, for example, that's happening at the conference about mandatory self-defence training.
Well, look, there has always been self-defence training in the Guards. I mean, that goes back decades where you did some self-defence when you were in Templemore. But, I mean, look, I suppose the objective in policing is to try and avoid physical contact. And I know that will be part of the argument for the taser. But it's about communicating with people as much as you can. And if you can avoid personal contact with people, it's always the best option. Not always possible. But look, it's the best option. I just don't think that, you know, shooting somebody with a taser and watching them, you know, writhing around on the ground is the answer. I think there are other less intrusive options that could be explored. And I think, look, the pepper spray really has brought us into a new place there, and that's not ideal either. But the taser is a big shift in thinking. And I think the Guards will be very slow to go there. And I think that would be the right move. I would be holding off on this.
Well, Keith in Dublin says, definitely supply the Guards with tasers. With the sectors of society they're expected to face on a daily basis and the situations they are thrown into at times with little backup and a lawless element in our cities and the little pay they receive to do the job, definitely supply them. So says Keith, another listener, though, makes the point that An Garda Síochána are an unarmed police force and we don't want to be armed with tasers. They are not necessary. That from a member of An Garda Síochána who's listening to the show today. But
that
somebody
doesn't
else
surprise me, actually, Kieran.
That members that of the Garda you suspect are against it.
Yes, because I'll tell you what, it puts a huge responsibility on an individual member. And policing, everyone knows policing in a fishbowl. And the oversight that's applied to police, you know, and rightly so, you know, will go after people that use the taser. You have to be accountable for what you do. And I think they're accountable enough at the moment. And the spotlight would be brought to bear so much more in respect of the use of a taser. And I just don't think that our young people need to go there at this point in time. I think the responsibility that would be placed on them would probably be beyond what's reasonable at the moment.
I agree with Pat. Don't arm them. Just look at the States where you've got a culture creeping in some parts of shoot first, ask questions later. But can I put this text to you, Pat? Somebody says, we don't need to arm them with tasers. Body cams should be first. Only this weekend, I saw a security guard in Dunn's wearing a body cam. Is that an example of low-hanging fruit?
Well, that's actually being introduced. It's been piloted at the moment, Kieran. So look, that's something that they have gone through all of the research in relation to this over the last few years. They have chosen a camera for it. So body cams, I would suggest, will be introduced, a much more safer option. I think it balances both sides. There is an argument from other elements in society and that would argue against it. But, and there is a real argument to be had. But I think the argument has taken place. Now they're going to pilot it and see how effective it is and see if it's no more intrusive than anything else that's in the toolbox at the moment. But I do expect that would be rolled out before too long.
Well, Pete in Wicklow is a big fan, Pat. He says, you're dead right. He thinks you were a wonderful assistant commissioner and we must listen to the voice of experience. There's another great text in, though, who says, anyone who has experienced being both pepper sprayed and tasered would prefer to be tasered, which would suggest that that listener has been both pepper sprayed and tasered. I'd like to hear the story behind both of them if they're still listening on 53106. Pat, pleasure as always, and thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
At Virgin Mobile, we're putting more zing into amazing. Introducing the amazing mobile sale. Join us now and get unlimited data calls and texts for just €10 a month for 12 months. But hurry. Shop the amazing sale today at virginmobile.ie or in-store. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
SIM only plans €25 a month after offer. Cancel any time on 30 days notice. Ends 8th of June 2022. For T's and C's and acceptable usage policy, see virginmobile.ie.